from KQED.
Well, no one has more riding on the election than President Obama, and not just because he's on the ballot. The outcome for president and Congress will go a long way toward determining whether his Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, will be fully implemented or not. For a look at how that could play out in California, we turn to Marion Mulkey. She's director of the Health Reform and Public Programs Initiative at the California Healthcare Foundation, and I should mention that they are a funder of the California Report. Marion, good to see you.
Nice to be here.
Well, first of all, the Affordable Care Act has been gradually getting phased in nationwide. Give us a sense of what's been happening up to now right here in California.
Well, California has implemented many of the early provisions of the Affordable Care Act, making some new extensions of coverage available, for example, to young adults, assuring that pre-existing conditions are covered for children, and implementing many of the early programs, a program for people with for pre-existing conditions that is in place and is covering people already. And they've taken steps in terms of planning and establishing a state-based exchange, which is the marketplace by which people will be able to view their choices, identify what's available for them, and access federal subsidy support for buying coverage.
And it's fair to say California has been further out in front on that than pretty much any other state.
Yes, California was early in determining that it wanted to have a state-based exchange and moved quickly immediately after the passage of the law in 2010 to start one up and to make some initial decisions.
So a lot of us thought, or some people thought, that after the Supreme Court weighed in and basically affirmed the Affordable Care Act, that that would kind of be the end of the story. But we do have this big election coming up, the president, Congress up on the line. What's at stake, if that's the right way to say it? What could change depending on the outcome of that election?
Well, certainly everybody's eyes are on the presidency right now, and certainly there is a difference. If Obama is reelected, then we remain on the path that we understand pretty well now in terms of implementing the Affordable Care Act. If Romney is elected, then I think it's fair to say at minimum that there's a little bit of a pause, that the inertia slows, that people are looking toward Washington, and it will likely take months before it's really clear what the new administration intends to do and what Congress will allow or encourage them to do.
And last month, Governor Brown vetoed a couple of bills that basically would have required health insurers to cover all Californians, regardless of pre-existing conditions, even if the Affordable Care Act is gutted by the new president or the Congress. And the governor vetoed both those bills. Why do you think he did that?
There was certainly pushback from the insurance industry about the separating that individual mandate that's in the federal law from the guaranteed issue or the requirement to sell to everyone regardless of their health that was in the state law. But I think it's fair to say that there were many details in those bills. They compromised across all the stakeholders on some of them and apparently didn't get all the way to a compromise that the governor could uphold when it came to his desk. I think it's likely that those issues will be revisited very soon in 2013.
Now, looking ahead to January, we understand that the governor intends to call a special session of the legislature focusing on health. How might this election determine what they focus on?
If President Obama is reelected and we appear to continue down this path toward implementing the Affordable Care Act, then California has many pieces of unfinished business around the specific way we do that. The individual market rules that you described earlier, certainly the way that we expand and pay for a Medi-Cal expansion, those would be immediately, it would be high on the to-do list for the legislature. On the other hand, if the president is not reelected, if Mitt Romney is in the White House, or if the Governor Brown's budget proposition, the tax proposition, Proposition 30, doesn't pass, then I think attention will go in many different directions. It won't be so focused narrowly on the implementation of the Affordable Care Act, but instead there may be higher priorities with respect to balancing the state budget.
Well, we'll know a lot more in about 3 weeks.
Yes.
All right. Marion Mulkey, Director of the Health Reform and Public Programs Initiative at the California Healthcare Foundation. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.